I don't know where I heard this. I think it was from Bishop Robert Barron. But he made an analogy about trying to figure out what God does with every single human being. Good, evil, whatever it is. It's God's novel, the cosmos that we are in. And he says, trying to figure out God is like trying to read one word from War and Peace, the novel, and trying to piece together what the whole novel was about. He said, that's the kind of thing that we got going for us. Trying to read God's novel here. Imagine if every single person was just one word in that God novel. And we read just our word. How would we figure it out? We couldn't. We don't know what God's up to. But we do know one thing. The saints have an intense voice before God. And that includes every single one who has passed in the womb, maybe the stillborn, the aborted, those who died as infants, those who didn't make it past a few years of life and experienced the fullness of life. There is a reason for every single human being that ever was in that great cosmic picture. The story, not complete yet, of course, because we're still going. And we need every single person to complete that. And God sees it that way. Every single person, whether you lived an hour or whether you lived 120 years, has a picture in that God novel. We're still all, in a word, the cosmic story of God. And it's incomplete without any of us. Like I said, can you read one book or one word out of a book and understand that book? No, so we cannot read the story of God and creation. And anyone in our families, maybe they passed in the womb, maybe not. We just can't figure it out. That is God to know, us to find out later. Our job is to act in faith and humility and acknowledge that God has a higher purpose for all of our lives than any of us can understand or have experienced. To lose a loved child is the most excruciating pain any parent can feel. I've talked to enough parents about that who've experienced that. None of them has told me different. I have done many a funeral where parents have experienced a loss in their lives of their children. It's part of the cross of their life. They'll always be there. There's a thing in the church we call redemptive suffering. Moms and dads suffer. For what purpose, you may not know yet. Many may have found some good in that suffering, maybe not. Perhaps a deeper relationship with God. Maybe a relationship after that child passed of having a hate for God, but turning it to good if in a while with faith. But the greatest impact that there will always be with the loss of a child is the love. It's love for the child that is gone. It builds in our hearts, and God builds us as a cornerstone of the relationship with any other relationship. And with God's relationship to us, we each have a different story and a different way that God speaks to us. The bottom line is that when you think of your child, and if they have died, maybe preborn, maybe shortly after, maybe years after, I hope you have named them. That's always part of the healing process, especially the preborn. To name the gift that God had given you. Say a little prayer when you think of them. Since you do not have a long relationship of experiencing the child, you do have a relationship of the memory and remembrance where you can say a little prayer for them. A remembrance or prayer for the dream that you had for that child. Maybe a memory of the broken dream that made that a prayer to God. You especially want to ask your child, since they are the ones in the presence of God, to intercede for you. That they desire to be part of your life like you wanted them to be a part of yours, but now they are the ones before God, maybe not in a body, but they are in soul. Ask them to pray for you. They desire to be a part of your life like you wanted them to be a part of yours. The saints intercede for us, and they want to come to our aid. Have you asked them? Have you asked your child to pray for you? Such an important part of the healing process. We're all in the body of Christ. If we're in the body of Christ and they're in the body of Christ, they want to be one with us. And they want that experience now. Let your child come to your aid and let them help you. They want that more than anything, to help you and wait the day you meet them face to face again, where God tells us all the tears will be wiped away.